Frederick Starr is the chairman of the Central Asia Caucasus Institute at Johns Hopkins University. He also considers the conflict less between Russia and Georgia than between Russia and the West.
And the issues are NATO and security, democracy, oil and gas, and the Kosovo affair in Europe. These are all reasons why Russia wants to basically stick a thumb in the eye of the West and chose a good time to do it.
But what about the timing? I mean, each of these issues that you mentioned, NATO and security, obviously with Georgia wanting to become a member of NATO, the issues around democracy, oil and gas, certainly with a pipeline through Georgia, and the issue of Kosovo, all of these have been around for a long time.
Exactly. And Russia has planned this attack for a long time. We now have very good evidence that going back 6 weeks that this was absolutely in the cards. They first tried to provoke Georgia in Abkhazia and failed, and then tried in South Ossetia. They were hell-bent on doing this no matter what, and they've succeeded.
Succeeded in what way? In sending a message to the West?
Making the statement they wanted to make. Now the question is the response.
Okay, hold on. What is the statement that Russia is making to the United States?
To the United States is that, first of all, do not promote democracy and free societies around the world. We'll stop you when necessary. Second, do not try to draw countries, even those wishing to do so, into Western security spheres. We won't have it. Third is do not think you can get oil and gas out of the Caspian without our permission. We can stop that whenever we want to. And fourth, don't treat us cavalierly as we think you did over Kosovo at the UN.
So what does entering a country like Georgia do then for Russia? If it's trying to make its point, trying to stick its thumb in the eye of America and the West, has it been able to do that? I mean, where has it gotten?
The people in control at the moment are acting in a very primitive and brutal manner and are convinced, as I'm sure Hitler was convinced when they took Sudetenland, and Stalin was convinced when he rolled the tanks into Finland's province of Karelia, that the West is too flaccid, it's too passive, it's too comfortable to do anything, and this is the way to teach them a lesson. It's also, let's understand, this is a post-colonial act comparable to the British burning Washington in 1812, comparable to the Spaniards burning Valparaiso in the 1860s, and so forth, France beating up on Algeria. In the end, none of those succeeded. All of them failed, and Russia's adventure here, brutal as it is, will fail.
Fail in what way? You mean militarily,
politically?
Well, I think
there, you know, once the West focuses, it will understand there are a lot of steps that it can take that will put a price. The first immediate thing that must be done is massive help to the Georgian economy, which has been gravely damaged by, you know, 500 tanks and 50 bombers.
In fact, the U.S. has announced today that it will be giving economic aid to Georgia.
That has to be massive. And second, the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, of which Russia is a member, has to understand that Russia can no longer be a mediator and have peace, quote, peacekeeping forces in the territory of Georgia.
So in your view, Frederick Starr, how should the next president of the United States be thinking of the next 4 years of dealing with Russia? What would be the mantra?
I think the mantra is not to approach it in a binary either-or fashion. There are going to be areas of cooperation. There are going to be areas where cordial relations exist. There are going to be points of conflict. We should be candid on all of them. Embrace the positive and not fear to be direct on the negative. We've had sort of utopian fantasies of one form or another.
Meaning if we don't hate each other, we must love each other.
Yes, and that's the choice. And it's not going to be either or. It's going to be a complex mixture, and we shouldn't shy away from points of difference. They don't. They've made that utterly clear, haven't they?
All right. Frederick Starr, chair of the Central Asia Caucasus Institute at Johns Hopkins University. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much.